I'm thinking you're back.
I'm thinking I'm back. I'm thinking he's back.
Welcome to Recycle Bin, episode 20.
Are you sitting further up than me? Are you trying to assert your dominance?
On this episode...
He is. He's sitting further up on the table. This is why people think I'm standing and you're sitting.
We are not only doing a return to leaks, it's pretty major, actually, so we're going to get into that a little bit.
Okay.
We have a Shilajit taste test. Video watchers, you can see the Shilajit plus a kettle and some
if
fucking
you've been following
cups for Shilajit.
Recycle Bin lore, then you know.
We opened a merch store. We're going to talk about that.
We did.
A bunch of random shit that we're going to talk about as well.
Okay.
And, of course, voicemails from you. The viewer and
yeah,
listener.
You get to call and determine what we talk about.
Yeah.
How lucky are we?
How lucky? 404-919-5530.
Numbers should be on a screen somewhere.
They are somewhere. Welcome to Recycle Bin.
Hi, how are you?
You had to interrupt me maybe six times in my little showmanship intro.
Did you not want me to?
Oh, no, I loved it. It was my favorite.
Well, it's just like I'm trained, like, what is it, Pavlov's dog?
You got close enough.
When you talk, I just feel like... Like, there's a certain tone.
That sounds about right.
And cadence that you talk out where I'm like, oh, the camera's on, I should interrupt.
You're like every single person who goes to a live WWE show
okay.
and does the what chant.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Or yeet.
Yeah.
No, well, you wouldn't catch me doing
yeeting
yeet.
Is cool, but every time a heel's talking and they pause for a second, what?
Yeah.
I did it.
You know where
worse.
That's from? Pop quiz.
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve
okay,
Austin. I know
sure.
that.
Just making sure you know.
Hey, no spoilers.
Okay.
We have some wrestling-related voicemails.
Oh, do we?
But that's for later
How
in the show.
How lovely.
Yeah.
You know what's not for later and what's for right now? This episode is sponsored by store.frontpagetech.com.
It is.
Go get your merch. Now, listen, you might say, wow, you mentioned this on the last episode, and I am a person that liked your stuff, and I went and bought some stuff. Guess what? You bought stuff too early, because now there's an entire Recycle Bin collection.
There
Yay!
Is.
You want to pull it up on the screen?
No.
Okay, well, you know, I tried to make
Maybe
it engaging.
Later.
Well, there's a whole Recycle Bin collection.
There is.
Now they're going to have to go there and see, which is extra work, whereas if we showed it on the screen and they saw, they could be like, oh, I want that, and they will go.
I like how
a bad salesman.
You blamed them. You said you bought it too early. We didn't
it
release,
is their fault.
We didn't release the Recycle Bin merch on time.
How dare you buy things so early?
Thank you already for the orders that have come in. It's very awesome. We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Well, that's the sponsor of the episode. We're just giving the title
That's
sponsor
true.
Their
You're right. It's
their,
us.
Flowers.
Yeah.
We're not selling flowers, but we are selling clothing.
We might
should go buy
at
it.
Some point. We'll see.
I wouldn't say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Business time.
What is the business time?
We're really back with leaks.
It does seem to be that way, doesn't it?
That's like, it's kind of crazy, actually. We went from, Jern is never going to ever do leaks again.
Yes.
To now,
maybe a little bit.
The next couple videos. Next three videos. And that's, I mean, if you guys see our upload schedule, that's kind of a long time of content.
So, yeah.
What do you think we can say on this? To give them a bit of a sneak peek, a bit of a tease, because
some of the stuff we knew about, that we knew that we were going to make a video about, the iOS 19 camera app leak.
Yes.
You know, we put that out a couple weeks ago. People love that. I haven't leaked anything. You know, we've been saying that I've been taking a break from leaks for like a year or two.
Yeah.
Turns out last Apple leak was actually 2021.
Holy crap.
That's
a long time ago.
So Goodness. How many years? Three?
And some change, I'm sure.
Three many?
Yeah.
Three many years?
Yeah.
Our iOS 19 camera UI leak came out a couple weeks ago. So that is technically our return to Apple leaks. But couple hardware leaks coming up. You mm-hmm. can guess what those might be. Two videos, two hardware leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Put the puzzle pieces together. And then, not to like overhype, but the third one is, I don't know if it's been done before.
Yeah. So I would say, especially for FPT, but also for like general leaks that happen within the YouTube space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to overhype either, but yeah, I feel like it might be one of the biggest.
Juicy.
Yeah, it's real
Pretty juicy.
Juicy.
where there's a lot of blanks that are going to be filled in very quickly, very early on in the year.
Yeah. Speaking of blanks being filled in,
yeah,
we leaked iOS 19's camera app.
Yeah.
And then have you noticed that very, very particular, peculiar new app from Apple?
Oh, yeah. There was a new app that came out from Apple themselves.
Yeah. Very.
What, Invites or
Invites.
Something?
Yeah. Apple Invites. It's like it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
Personally.
What is it?
It feels like the 2025 equivalent of like digital email-based greeting cards.
Okay.
From the mid-early 2000s. The important thing.
So it's not an app dedicated to Apple Invites?
I'm pretty sure, if I'm understanding it correctly, it's for like inviting your friends and family to events and shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. The important thing, though, is that visual design.
Have you noticed it?
I have.
Have you noticed that that app has a suspicious design language?
Suspiciously similar to some...
maybe a Vision OS?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Why do we always do this? Why do we default to talking in circles around beating around bushes?
Well, because we cannot sit on our pedestal.
Our haunches?
On our stools.
Yeah.
With the ego saying, haha, I told you so, yet.
Yeah.
All we can say is that it's very odd that a couple weeks ago...
It's coincidental,
we
for sure.
leak that there's going to be a redesign, at least for the camera app.
Mm-hmm.
That is styled heavily off of Vision OS, complete redesign for that app.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, Apple puts out a brand new app that also looks like that, like Vision OS.
It would be a lot less suspicious if there was like any other apps within iOS 18 that looked anything like that.
Yeah.
You know? It's very intentional, in my opinion.
What I do want to bring up is there... So, I haven't downloaded that app because...
Why would, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it all through the screenshots.
Yeah, in the screenshots, though, mm-hmm. a couple people are bringing up an interesting point, and that is that the dynamic island in the screenshots appears smaller.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to pull it up on my phone just to peep at it.
I just want to say that those mean nothing.
Yeah.
Screenshots are screenshots are screenshots. This happened before with iPhone 12 stuff, I believe, where like in mock-up images or something, the notch looked like it was smaller, like maybe half the size. And so people were like, oh, yeah. that confirms smaller notch coming. As far as I know, Dynamic Island is the same size.
Yeah, also, I'm looking at the screenshots on the store page, or you know, the App Store page. Mm-hmm. There's no Dynamic Island in the screenshots. I don't know what people are fucking smoking.
Oh, I could have sworn there was. Maybe they removed it. I don't know.
Now, okay, that's suspicious. Yeah. They removed it. But yeah.
I mean, you could be wrong, but as far as I know, Dynamic Island is not changing size.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Is it changing size to you? Do you know something?
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking you're back.
I'm thinking I'm back. I'm thinking he's back.
Yeah, I went to the floor the other day with a sledgehammer. I covered it up already, so you see.
Okay,
it.
I see.
And I broke open my leak bag.
And there's just a bunch of SD cards and like notes.
Uh-huh.
Phone numbers scribbled on things.
Yeah, there's caffeine in there for the late nights.
Dude, that's such a hard-ass scene.
It is.
When John Wick goes to his basement and he's all pissed off from the dog murder. Yeah, but yours is missing the cool H.
No, the H is wrong. Anyone that spells John with an H is the wrong one.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'll fight John Wick.
You're in a weird company because you have a three-letter name. The amount of people who have three-letter names, it's very, very slim.
Ben.
Joe.
Joe. Lee.
Lee is pushing it.
John. Mac. I was going to say Matt, but...
Mac?
Max?
Oh, yeah. Mac is cooler than Max, though. Phil, was it F-I-L, I guess?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, Phil.
Phil. Mick?
M-I-C-K is 4.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mike? M-I-C?
That's not a name.
I don't know.
These are Mike. Okay, anyway. Can I say something right off the bat?
Yeah, please do.
This is a public service announcement, okay? Did I jump the gun?
No.
Is the gun being jumped?
Please just gump. Please go gump.
Okay.
Just keep gumping.
Okay. I have made a decision and I will take no arguments. Mm-hmm. I do not need you to change my mind. I do not need any of your feedback, actually. This is just from me to you. It's a gift, a free gift, you know?
Yeah, gift them up.
You are giving me and Burn your time, which is invaluable.
Yeah.
But what I could give you in return is this information, and that information is that officially, as a 31-year-old man, I have decided that Diet Coke is the superior version. You might say, wow, what about Coke Zero?
Uh-huh.
Also good. And you know what? I made the mistake throughout the last few years thinking, because, you know, if you, I just want to say, if you're drinking.
I'm sorry. Keep talking.
Ow!
Sorry. That was a really.
Did he come out?
No, I don't think so.
Oh!
That was a really, you have a real
long.
For all
you listeners, he just ripped my face off.
You have a, there was a single really long hair sticking straight out.
What
it was
like staring.
Saying?
At me. Oh, yeah. Ow.
Diet Coke good?
That's terrible.
I just
want to say, if you're drinking regular soda, you're a monster. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your health. Your years are going to be gone. And you don't care right now because you're 20. But when you're 70 and you actually died at 68, you're going to be very sad that you had those sodas. Don't do that. Zero sugar sodas exist. And before you're like, but cancer... Aspartame gives cancer. Do you know the quantity of aspartame you would need to consume to get cancer from it? We're talking like a truckload of aspartame. The amount of sugar in a can of soda is like this, let's say this much.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of aspartame needed to create that same flavor, this much.
He made his finger smaller.
Yeah,
he
real,
went from,
real
from,
tiny.
From a large amount of sugar to a small
amount.
I mean,
just look it up
aspartame.
On Google, people. Look up. Aspartame versus sugar amounts in soda, and you'll see. And for those of you that are like, you're going to get cancer, so are you, brother. You're going to get fucking diabetes. You're going to get heart disease. Who in their right mind will go, aspartame dangerous, and then sit there drinking half a cup of sugar every day? You fucking moron. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It's coming off a little strong because
you're soapboxing real hard.
Zero sugar soda exists. It's the greatest thing ever created by science. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than that. The fact that I can drink this without any guilt is amazing, and it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Coke Zero, I have always argued, tastes the most like Coke. That's true, I think.
Yeah.
But I think when you're thinking zero sugar diet sodas, mm-hmm. your metric is how close can it get to the real thing? I think I made a mistake all these years by assuming that was the best.
Trying to get too close. You hit the vanishing point.
Yeah. Diet Coke doesn't taste like Coke. And I think that is a benefit. That's a plus.
It tastes like Diet Coke.
It tastes like a Budweiser versus Bud Light.
Yeah.
It tastes like just a lighter version of Coke. And it's more drinkable. It's smoother. Audio listeners, I just cracked a hot one open. Well, it's cold,
I'm
really.
Sure they heard it.
It's so much better. It's so much better. Anyway, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I feel like...
Coke, if you want to, you know...
Do we need, like... do we need a structured segment every episode for this?
Oh.
I feel like at least once an episode, you sort of have a public service announcement or some kind of grandstanding soapboxing to do.
Is that what you would call it?
I feel like, yeah.
I'm trying to help them.
No, yeah. Like I said, every episode, you need to, like, stand up and go, hear ye all.
Don't shovel your driveway.
Yeah.
Buy new socks.
It's like you, I feel like you are one of the only people I could lock in a room with nobody in there, and you would probably record a podcast of yourself talking for maybe like an hour.
Why do you make that assumption? That sounds like you, like when you think of me privately, they're not good thoughts.
What? It does?
Yeah.
I don't know how those
equate. You
wouldn't
say that about someone that you like.
Yeah. No, I just feel like you could just go off. If somebody, quiet room, nobody in there except for a microphone, maybe a camera, and then like knowing it's being recorded for potential future use.
Well, yeah.
You could just go off on your own for so long.
Probably.
It's like a talent, obviously.
But I just want to give them value. And you can give us value by going to store.frontpagetech.com and buying a limited run FPT hat or any of the many recycle bin merchandises.
How long is it limited for?
I haven't decided.
Yeah?
Probably a week or so. Okay. Feels right.
I feel like...
Time is of the essence.
We're probably going to do it like a week from the next episode, proper FPT episode
maybe.
Coming out.
Oh, and there is a special recycle bin limited drop. Well, not really limited. It'd just be a special thing that happens in the soon.
Near future, yeah. So, didn't you want to mention something about recycle bin in episodes? I'm trying to tee you up for your notes here. Hey,
I've been trying to for the last couple weeks. Yeah,
I just remembered. We have to try chillage it. Do you need to heat this kettle up now, or
Are you ready to do it?
Well, I feel like
are we recording audio?
Yeah,
I just had a thought that we weren't, and it scared me.
No, we're good.
Okay,
so
they
like,
can hear this.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope they're listening. Would you like to make the heat happen?
Yeah. So we got a fancy little, what is this called? Gooseneck kettle?
Uh-huh.
That we're going to put on the little kettle thingy.
It's beeping.
I'm going to set it to tea.
The thing I was teeing up for you is that we're approaching quite an important milestone on Recycle Bin here.
Yeah, it is important. What episode is this, 20?
20.
Let me just double check. In the history of all of Recycle Bin, like, if you guys just found the show recently, I don't blame you, but it's actually many years old. It had many attempts at a comeback, many runs, as you might call them, if you're a professional wrestling fan. And in the entirety of its run before this newest season, season four, I think we're calling it, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Then we took a year off, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, took another year off, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 episodes. So we are two episodes away from matching the entirety of three previous years of Recycle Bin.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Four previous? I don't know. An amount of time.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Does that mean it's almost over?
Yeah. We got two episodes left and we're done.
I mean,
no.
We've done that before.
I know,
that
we're not doing it. I'm trying so hard to get us back on. I really hope you guys are seeing this on a Monday, okay?
Oh yeah, I hope so.
I want Monday to be Recycle Bin Day because it's the crappiest day of the week.
You think so?
We've talked about this.
I like Mondays.
We got to hear this the whole time, huh?
Yeah, listen, man, it's an experience.
Is it?
Yes. If they can hear it. Okay, so
I'm sure
if you guys haven't been following the last few episodes, I don't know how this happened, but
it's getting so much louder.
At some point I mentioned that, is it going to blow up?
No, it's just,
what if boiling water, like, we're uploading it if we get hurt.
Oh, hell yeah. But go ahead.
A few episodes ago, I don't know how it came up, we were talking about TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that people are always trying to sell me shilajit, which is a resin.
From the Himalayan mountains.
In India or something.
Oh.
It's done.
Wow.
And
great.
Supposedly, it helps with a lot of ailments. It helps with, like, just being overall healthier, feeling better, all the way down to, like, prostate health and real nice boners. And
yeah, big, strong Himalayan boners.
Yeah, and what else?
It's one of
youthfulness.
It's one of those things that it's a remedy for fucking everything.
Yeah, I saw, like, apparently, a 55-year-old man take it for a month and go, I feel like I'm 45 again, and my wife really likes my peenie. He didn't call it that, but I'm keeping it family friendly.
That's good. That's good.
And Brian took it upon himself. I just mentioned it as a funny thing on the podcast, and Brian took it upon himself to actually purchase it.
Well, we got some.
We actually have shilajit.
Himalayan shilajit from the brand Ajo Blanco.
Not a sponsor. Legitimately purchased it.
So I just, on a whim, I went onto Amazon and I found what seemed to be the most, what we're looking, like it in the form, because you can buy it in capsules and powders, a bunch of fucking different forms.
Yeah.
However you want to consume your Himalayan shilajit. This was very highly rated and, a reasonable price. I bought it and then after I bought it, I decided to do research into like, hey, is this stuff safe?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, with most strange herbal remedies from around the world,
okay,
they're not all super regulated. So I did my due diligence to research this brand, and I don't think we should have any heavy metal contamination.
Well, they have lab tests. If you ever buy anything like this or any supplements, anything online, don't buy anything that doesn't come with lab tests. You deserve to see what is in it from the batch you have. And
so I did.
So
I
we're
checked
safe.
It. Yeah, we're safe.
Okay, so we have two. You want to close this a bit?
Yeah.
We have two.
I feel like we're
clear
gonna
glasses.
Set it up passively because it's just said to use warm water. I feel like this is hot water.
This is
still.
Tea. It's like drinkable, like a tea.
Is drink. It? Because you steep tea pretty hot. That's fucking hot, hot.
No, no, no. It's fine. Look, I'll drink it right now. Look,
you're gonna burn your. Look.
It's literally fine. I promise.
I burned my hand.
You wanna? It's metal, brother. It's the contents.
The
is
water is in
up.
The metal. Don't gesture at me with a kettle.
I'm telling you, it's fine. You want to try it?
No, I don't care. To
that's
try
why
water.
I chose the tea. Every time I want something, like every time I want to make a hot something that I want to drink immediately, that's the setting I use.
Okay, I guess it's time.
I promise you'll be okay.
I guess it's time to fuck. Let's do this.
Okay, so we each have little sticks, and what are the lines on the stick?
Three? It's 300
milligrams or 600?
The recommendation based on the container of Shilajit is 600.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So.
Buckle up.
The way this works is it's thick as fuck.
Yeah.
It is so. I wonder if it's sticking to the lid. Oh, kinda.
Yeah.
I'll try to show everybody. It's like very thick. Look at that. That's horrible. So you scoop a. Dude, I put the wrong end of the fucking stick in.
Why are you this way?
God.
You have one. We should be switching.
No! I'll have to guess.
You can guess for
you
yours.
You put a little bit on a stick and then you stir it in hot water and you probably have to stir it for a while so it can dissipate in the water. You drink it. You're supposed to drink it every day. So this is our official Shilajit, is it legit segment.
Is it too legit to quit or should you just quit Shilajit?
So like every TikToker that I have watched.
Why don't you go ahead and do yours first?
I'm a man of the people. So I am going to take this stuff every day for 30 days. And if there are any changes to me whatsoever, I will let you know, but I am big skeptical.
I didn't even realize this, but this is the only amount of Shilajit we have. How are we gonna... You know, we'll figure out the logistics.
Like, if we... I don't... If we run out, we can just get more.
One of
would
this...
Would you say that's 600 milligrams?
Sure. You go ahead,
can
I'll vamp
see
for
that,
you.
People?
Yeah, it's kind of
disgusting.
Can you not drip it all over the...
It's not dripping. That's the point.
It's got a dangly. It's got a dangly. Okay. Don't gesture me with the Shilajit.
Okay. Here you go.
I'm gonna...
You wanna scoop yours in?
No, I'm vamping for a second while you take care of it.
What would you say it smells like? An attic?
Yeah, it smells like minerals from an attic.
Yeah, we did
like
not...
An upstairs attic.
We didn't get anything flavored. They sell gummies, but we went for the real deal.
Yeah.
I'm
not excited about this because...
This looks exactly like it does on TikTok.
I woke up with a tummy ache today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you know what that tummy ache could use? Is some Himalayan Shilajit.
Yeah.
There's also a warning. You should not use this if you're under the age of 18.
Should I stop stirring?
No. And also if you have hypotension, which if I understand medical terminology correctly, that's low blood pressure.
Oh, I don't have that. If anything, I need to get it lower.
Yeah, please don't spill the Shilajit shit on my MacBook.
I won't. It's almost dissolved. You have a Scoopy? Are you going to start
I'm enthralled.
It's taking so long.
I'm kind of trying to understand.
How am I going to drink all this, brother?
This is
kind of a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to compensate.
Oh, I dropped my fucking stick in there, dude.
What's up with you and the stick? Okay.
I need to put it somewhere. I will make a bed.
Oh, dude, it's so gross. We need coasters.
Health is not.
Health is wealth, baby.
Health is not supposed to be delicious.
Oh. A lot of people say to put it in milk or green tea, but we're just doing hot water. Did I put enough in this?
This is horrific.
Okay. Boop. I may not have gotten enough. Oh, I did the wrong line. Son of a bitch. We're idiots. Hey, since, you know, we're just...
Oh, my God.
You know, since we're vamping...
Every day, huh?
Yeah. So we just... Last episode of Recycle Bin, episode 19.
I'm disassociating.
That's fine. Go ahead and go through it.
Okay, go ahead.
We did an iPhone tier list.
We did do that.
Hey, I need that, actually. I did too little.
Okay.
And...
Oh, word on the street is we got a couple things wrong.
Dude. We fucking suck. We forgot that the 13 mini existed at all, and I'm pretty sure that's the one I had. I can't remember now at this point. We forgot that the 5S came. It
you
was
had
the first
mini. It was blue, right?
I don't remember. Why don't you cut me off?
No, it was black.
I'm happy you figured that out.
Yeah.
The 5S had Touch ID. We completely forgot.
Yeah.
We completely forgot that the 12 series was the first ones to have MagSafe.
Oh, yeah. It did.
Like, okay. Why are we even doing this?
First of all, how dare you bow down to the fucking nerds out there?
Oh, okay. Okay.
We had to go completely off of memory.
This kind
we
of went smells through, like ramen.
We went through, what, 33 iPhones or something and got three things?
Why is here so much dark?
Forgot three things?
Oh, it's not.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't bow down to them. The only reason they know that information is because they either had one, they Googled it, or it's special to them. If you sat them down on the show and they had to do the whole tier list and remember every single thing about every single one of those phones, they would have gotten three wrong, too. Just would have been a different three.
Hmm. Are you ready to try this? I don't think so, but...
Oh my god!
It has a kind of umami smell to it, but that could be this particular shit legit. Dude, I did my best.
I've never
bought this shit.
This looks like an incredible amount of water.
It's got a little bit of extra herb blends, ashwagandha.
I do like
turmeric, some other stuff, but I mean, I'm not.
All right, cheers, brother.
Wait, okay, I'm gonna take a little sip, then I'm gonna down it.
Fuck
wow,
me,
that
dude.
Tastes like a basement.
That is awful. I can drink all of it.
I'm
though,
so happy I have. Yeah, I'm so happy I have a nice coffee next to me.
Okay, so. Okay,
dude, I hate this show. Why are we doing this?
By the way, audio
this is
listeners,
my fault.
YouTube. Don't drink it yet.
Why not?
Don't drink without me.
What?
YouTube.com/recyclebinpod or recyclebincast or something. There's a link down in the show notes to watch the video version because there's going to be a second where we're just surviving. We're not doing a podcast.
I think I'll be able to bounce back. I'm kind of locked in.
Okay. Well, if you want to see the show, there you go. All right. Cheers again.
Dink it and sink it, baby. I hated that.
That was close. I did it.
Wow, that tasted like ass.
Gagged a little bit.
Okay. Be real honest. It kind of just tastes horrific by itself. I feel like if
it
that
is
was
so bad.
I feel like if that was in something, it'd be, like, so much better.
Are we allowed to chase it?
Fuck yeah, chase it. I immediately took a sip of coffee.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, dude.
It was nice and warm. That was cool.
Yeah, it wasn't too hot.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Imagine. So,
that was terrible.
Great.
All right.
I hope I don't die.
20 episodes of this podcast, and that is the first technical difficulty. Welcome back.
Well, it's not the first technical difficulty. We had our lights not working for a while.
Yeah, I forgot.
Like,
we
couldn't
get
the TV to work for a week.
We're terrible at this. You're right. Okay. Our audio card was full of audio.
I don't know if that's ever happened, where we just didn't notice that there was not enough time left on the card. So what you missed was a lot.
About 20 minutes of content. It's all with shitty camera audio. You're going to be seeing the Shilajit taste test.
Yeah, because we're not doing that again.
I'll
try to clean up the camera audio the best I can. As an update, it's been about 23, 25 minutes since we tried the Shilajit. For you, it's been like a minute, and I feel funny.
I feel a little funny.
It's not
my head's
placebo.
A little swimmy.
We agree?
Yeah.
It's like a nicotine buzz, almost.
It's a little buzzy. Yeah, it's a little buzzy, but I don't know if that's just the Shilajit or the other herbal
like there's
mix.
Yeah, there's ashwagandha in it, but I don't know.
So
I have taken ashwagandha, and I have not felt this way.
I'm gonna catch them up to the other things we talked about while our card was not recording.
Okay.
Number one.
I've never tried Spam.
Never tried canned Spam. American Spam. So we're going to do that at some point, not today, in a future episode. We never had sardines, either of us. And as
I don't think we should do that.
You know?
No.
I mean,
the content was good, and you're just blowing it all. We could just pretend and keep going. Like, the Spam thing.
Uh-huh.
Not only have I not tried Spam, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was canned ham until a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
We learned that it means spicy ham or spiced ham.
It's a portmanteau.
Yeah, permentalope.
Yep. That one.
So at some point I'm going to try that, I guess. I'm 31 years old, never had Spam. I saw it on YouTube thumbnail. I was like, wow, I've never had that. And along with that, never had sardines.
Yeah.
Which, when I I've gotten close to ordering those before, like from Walmart Plus, having it delivered, because I thought about trying it, because people on TikTok kind of make it, like if you look up sardines on TikTok,
people make them look good.
There are people that are like just fucking scooping them out and being like, wow, these are really good. They taste good. They don't smell great, but they taste good.
Yeah.
And I was curious until I learned another fun fact about sardines.
Not that fun.
Which is their bones are still in there.
Yeah.
They still have their bones. Yeah. And it's like, I am not a vegan.
No.
I'm not a vegetarian.
Mm-mm.
I like meat, but I feel bad about it. But yeah. The meat I eat, like I could never kill my own animal and then eat it.
I don't think I could.
I could never do that. But I can have a slice from a cow that someone else is, you know, dispatched.
Disposed of.
And like ground beef or ground chicken nuggets you mentioned.
Yeah, it's removed like, we're removed from the process.
Yeah, but when you, in a can, you open up and there are entire...
fish missing a head.
They're corpses.
The corpses,
They're not food. Those are just corpses that you are eating.
Yeah. We got to try it on,
like,
on
imagine
the podcast.
Imagine if you had to buy a steak corpse.
A cow?
A cow.
People do.
Do they?
You can go to a butcher and buy like a half cow, shit like that. Half a pig.
But that's not half a. That's the whole thing.
Well, I'm just saying you can. I'm sure if you really wanted to, you could go buy an entire corpse of an animal from somebody.
You probably could, but I don't.
The point
are we
of
going
this,
to try them?
We're
going
to have to try sardines at some point. People even put them on pizza, right? Isn't that a thing?
That sounds right.
Yeah. So we'll have to do that at some point.
I feel very funny.
Yeah, I feel a little swimmy. Wow. What a weird episode. Shilajit is happening, and we fucking had a technical difficulty. You know what I could use?
God tested us because the card died before we tried the Shilajit. Could you imagine drinking it again?
No.
Getting 1,200 milligrams of Shilajit?
Oh, God. I don't want any milligrams.
Feel funny.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I thought... So we're going to keep everyone updated, right? We're going to do it. I'm committing to doing it every day. I don't know about you if you're going to be a baby back bitch hole.
You trying to peer pressure me into drinking Shilajit every day?
This was your fucking idea!
The taste test was.
No! We have to try it to see if TikTok was telling the truth. And you don't know. You're supposed to not know until after 30 days or something. You're supposed to feel youthful, stand on your peen, feel like your prostate is shrunk.
Yeah.
A bunch of other stuff. Be happier. I did not expect to feel something immediately.
I don't know if I like what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I don't know if it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm like a little, like if you pushed me weird, I might fall over.
Yeah, yeah. I feel the off balance for sure. Not a great starting point.
No, it doesn't feel like vitamins, but it feels like...
A little buzzy.
Like, I think I am allergic or something to nicotine.
Oh,
because every time
too.
I have tried it,
oh my God!
You know what? That's how we'll recover for what just happened. I'll tell a fun story.
Yeah. So let me set the stage.
Okay.
We are in California
for Genius Bar Goes Dark
amongst friends.
Yeah.
And one of the group of people has a pack of Zins.
Our manager at the time.
Yeah, pack of Zins.
Yeah.
And this was around the early hype phase of Zin. And you were interested in trying them. You didn't. There was a couple unknowns that you didn't know. You did not know the strength.
Yeah,
of
he had
the
like
Zins.
12 milligrams. I don't know. It was like 6 or 12. One of those.
It wasn't the standard.
It wasn't like 2 or 3.
It was up from the standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also gave you 2.
He
right?
did.
Yeah. He kind of gave you the total experience.
So I have had a few experiences, like in high school
with nicotine. Yeah.
There was I never did chewing tobacco, but there was a second where there were pouches of that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I got really sick. I was like lifting with a friend in the evening, and I remember
I
just
remember
being
this.
On the floor in the bathroom
puking. Yeah.
The few times I like smoked an actual cigarette when I was younger, sick. And
why would you try Zin?
Well, for some reason, my brain was like, I didn't know that you could be allergic. Like, I thought that was normal, and that's how you started out all the time. But then if that's how you started out all the time, how do you guys end up addicted to this stuff?
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, like a lot of the cognitive benefits that, like the natural feeling energy, the focus, the no stress. Like I was curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a couple times where I thought about buying Zen, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were in California, we're all together.
Opportunity struck.
Yeah. Our manager pulls him out. He's feeding him to himself or whatever you would call it. Feeding him.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, let me try some. He's like, okay, hands me two.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little sugar rockets in there, whatever they call them.
I don't know what they call them.
African sugies.
Okay.
I put them under my bottom lip. Stung immediately.
Yeah.
It felt like someone had a laser pointer in my mouth.
Can I just say, before you describe your experience, I was uneasy with the idea of you trying them.
Were you? Yeah. Why didn't you say something?
Well, yeah, because
you could have saved me a lot of trouble.
One of the things that I mentioned, I think probably got cut off, was you have this quirk about you where you refuse to be outdone in any situation. You will kind of always rise to occasion and then go a little bit above that.
Yeah.
So I knew I couldn't be like, yeah, maybe don't.
Because then I would have put four in there.
You'd be like, no, I'm trying it. I want to know or something.
Uh-huh.
I saw him, you know, our manager, try them. And I saw him sitting, like, with his head in his hands, like, tapping his foot. Like, he was, like, going through something.
Uh-huh.
After putting the Zins in.
Me or him?
Him.
Okay.
I was like, damn, is that what, is that, like, is he feeling it from that?
Yeah. And that, two is what he takes as like a as a veteran.
Yeah, he was like struggling. It looked like, and then you went right to it.
Well, he asked me if I wanted one or two, and he put two. So of course, he's just like, I'm lucky. I didn't say three.
Yeah. I think we all are.
So I put two in there, and it felt bad in my mouth. It tasted like chemicals. It tasted like a science experiment.
Okay.
And I remember just sitting there, letting it do its thing. And then I started to feel a little funny. I'm like, ooh. Ooh.
You got a buzz? You got something?
Yeah, a little kiss. Mm-hmm. But then the kiss kept, it was making out. It kept going. It was not stopping. And I kept rising and rising and rising until I was so dizzy that I snuck away to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking spit them out in the trash can. And I came and sat back down, and I was not okay.
You did all this without communicating any of it
to
the 7+ people in the room.
Oh, yeah, I could not.
You just were suffering.
These were friends, but keep in mind, the friends are Sam Cole, Luke Miani, Noah, our manager, some of their friends as well. Like, it's not like high school buddies.
No,
I
was like the only one clued into like, are you okay?
And I know how bad it is.
Yeah, like, you looked like, you were like, sitting back like,
and so even after I spit it out, it's getting worse.
It was already in your like system,
and I am not okay.
Yeah,
my brain is on the roof, my body is in the floor, I have been separated.
Uh-huh.
My stomach is about to come out of my asshole. And so I excuse myself, I fake a phone call. I pulled one of those.
Again, you could have at any point communicated, I'm not feeling great from those Zins.
No, and I didn't tell you this story till after.
No, you didn't. You waited. Like, I knew something was up, but I just let it go. I thought you actually had a phone call.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, so I left and I go sit out. By the way, everyone that was part of that, they know the story now. So could you imagine if this is when they hear it? I faked a phone call. I go outside to the front and I sit on the steps.
Yeah.
And I did that for two reasons. One, because I could not balance myself. But two, I was, and this sounds funny saying on a podcast, it sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
But it's for real. I was going to shit myself.
Why were you outside?
Because I had to take a phone call.
But you
I just wanted, I needed to be out of the presence of people to really, you know how you can't like judge your situation and how bad you are until you, because when I'm in there, I'm too focused on pretending like I'm fine. Until when I go outside, I'm like, okay, how bad is it, me?
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, and it's like, I feel like I'm going to shit. And so I Google in my dizzy state, like, nicotine and bowels. And it's very common.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God. And it's not a normal one. It is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear some noise behind me. I look, and it's you coming out to check on me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm pretending to be normal to you. All I remember is, no matter what I was saying or what I look like, my complete focus was my asshole had to be flat on the concrete. That was the only thing keeping it in there.
I was literally like, I just, you played it off. I thought you had a concerning phone call.
You know?
I think you actually had your phone up to your ear, too.
I might have.
Like, to fake it even more.
It was like, I was in a very bad situation because I felt terrible, I was dizzy, and I was in the action of shitting. Like, like it had already begun.
The prequel had happened.
So, and the toilet is, I don't know, I've never even gone to the bathroom in the house, so I don't even know where a toilet is, and I'm afraid that if I stand up, the second I release the cork here, like, listen, man, I can't shit myself in front of these people.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I didn't have control over my body, and I knew that. And when I felt like I could clinch enough to get up, I did, and I went inside, and that's when the jig was up. And I told our manager, I was like,
he's like, what did you do to me? Yeah. I think it's exactly what you said.
And he's laughing. He's like, what? I was like, I have to shit so bad. And then I'm asking in the house, don't need to say whose house it is because that's an important part of the story. The person who I ask is particular about what bathroom I'm going to use. And I'm not in a you should be particular about the bathroom situation at all.
It's kind of an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to discuss and pick which bathroom I'm going to use.
It was an actual like internal like meeting between the housemates.
About whose bathroom I was going to use.
Yeah.
So finally I get in the bathroom. It is so bad.
You called us.
So bad.
You called the group.
What'd I say?
You like gave us an update while you were on the toilet.
How long was I in there, do you think? Because I know what I was doing. I know what happened.
It was a long time. It was a notable, like at least an episode of that show. I think you should leave on Netflix, yeah.
What happened for me in there was I pooped, of course, a lot. And then I could not stay upright. So I laid down on the floor. And I fell asleep for a second.
What the fuck, dude?
And then I woke up to throw up. So I was like, dude, it was a terrible, terrible, terrible experience.
You went to the bathroom to shit.
Yes.
It was so bad. You got off the toilet, laid down on the floor.
I flushed it first. That's important.
You fell asleep on the bathroom floor, woke up, threw up.
Yeah.
And there's just a party of people downstairs.
Yeah. You guys have no idea.
What is your life?
And then I was like, maybe if I just lay here a little bit longer, I'll feel okay enough to like get up and...
Yeah.
I think maybe after throwing up a bunch, it went into like 50% terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to go down and like converse again. But it was a terrible, 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 terrible experience.
You were miserable the entire rest of the night.
Oh, it was so bad. There was one time where we were New Jersey?
Yeah.
And we were in a fucking casino?
We were in Atlantic City.
We were in a casino, and someone handed us both a cigar. Did you smoke it?
No.
Listen, people.
I've barely ever consumed nicotine in my entire life.
What I didn't know was you're not supposed to actually smoke the cigar.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
You're just supposed to puff and enjoy the cigar and blow it out.
Yeah.
I was smoking and inhaling the whole thing. I smoked like the whole cigar, bro.
You were like...
I was fucked up. I remember being in the car, like the Uber, just laying against the window, like
with the window down. Yeah. It was cold.
And then when we finally got back to wherever the hell we were staying, we had to sleep on like bunk beds or something. It was terrible, dude. All of my worst experiences have been around nicotine.
You really got to stop it.
Anyway, thank you for the point of that is I kind of feel like that now.
I feel a little swimmy. I think I'm maintaining though. I've stopped the climb.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Like, I feel
it's
when
supposed
your body's
to be rocks.
I feel like when your body's doing this, that's like your, hey, that's not supposed to go in there.
Well, I did read some stuff trying to understand what we were. Are you okay? What are you doing to me?
Trying to see if I can focus harder.
Okay.
If I feel more cognitive.
Sorry, I'm sliding off my stool. I did some research, and apparently the minerals or whatever the Shilajit provides, for the most part, you should only really be able to tell some difference if you're in a deficit of some kind. Like if you're
well, we're in a deficit of something,
right? But again, there's other stuff in here, so it could be the other stuff. Like I take a multivitamin, I shouldn't be deficient in my stuffs.
Let me see.
Here you go. Look
Does
at it,
it say the percentage or the milligrams of ashwagandha? That's too small for me to read. I don't know. But I don't think that's what it is, because it got cut off in the recording because it didn't record. Somehow Alpha Brain got brought up.
Oh, yeah.
And I have Alpha Brain, and I've taken it occasionally.
Nootropics.
Yeah, but Alpha Brain is, for everything it says, and people think it does, it doesn't do those stuff well.
Yeah.
There are better things. Like, my favorite is called Qualia Mind, and if you're in that category of nootropics, that's probably the most expensive stack, but it's also my favorite. Like, it actually works, doesn't make me feel weird. Alpha Brain always makes me feel kind of like this.
Yeah.
And I don't really like it.
You've messed with mushrooms, too. Not those kind. Not like druggy mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Like ashwagandha.
That's a mushroom? Yeah.
I think
I don't
so.
Know.
Lion's mane.
Yeah, you've done that one, too.
Is ashwagandha a mushroom?
Bro,
I might have made
guy.
It up.
You're
I know lion's mane is.
Let's assume it's a mushroom. That's more fun.
Okay, let's do ashwagandha mushroom.
I'm ready for voicemails. Mushrooganda. I got to be honest. I'm ready for voicemails. I'm ready to get away from talking about Shilajit. I kind of hate it.
Yeah, let's do voicemails. They're watching our health decline right now, I think.
They're definitely watching the mood change. We have some strange voicemails this week.
30 grams.
But they're a good time. I think I want to get into some tech-based voicemails first.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Hey, Jaron and Byrne. This is Wes in Atlanta.
What's up, Wes?
I just had a question for Jaron. You currently own the base model 16. Which one do you like better? Did you like your past 15 Pro or the current 16 model you have? Interested to know your thoughts on it outside of the looks. All right, you have a good day.
The reason, thanks,
very
Wes.
Very easy question.
Yeah, we just had that whole iPhone tier list, and I feel like it definitely came off that we hate modern iPhone a little bit.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I think they just have become less exciting over time because they're the same.
Well, we didn't even bother rating the last like few generations that weren't in that tier list. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, like, I prefer my 16.
You really prefer your 16?
It's lighter. It's prettier. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Not
close.
I had my 15 Pro. It's somewhere, I think. If I wanted to do that, I could just use that, but I don't.
You don't want to?
Don't want to, no.
That's crazy. I think
No matter which one I use, software is going to suck on either, so.
Yeah, dude, the amount of crashes is crazy. I think I'm not done with the base model, but I've definitely learned more about myself with what I need out of my iPhone, you know?
What do you mean?
You need
the third camera?
No. No, I didn't think I was going to care about ProMotion not being present on the base 16, but I like it.
It'll be on the base 17.
You know what? You know what it
and
is?
And 17 Air.
Yeah. You know what it is? I do play some games on my phone, and having a higher refresh rate on games is like very cool.
You need Vampire Slayer or whatever?
Vampire Survivors?
That's basically what I said.
Great game on Apple Arcade. Go check it out.
You need that at 120 hertz?
It does help. My monitor at home for my gaming PC... I could never go back to a 60 hertz display. It's 144. It's you say that.
No, if I was playing games, I'm sure I would care, but
okay.
I don't. So
yeah, I would say it's very for
and
anybody.
Mario Kart said what 30 FPS?
No, it's a 60.
Oh, okay,
yeah, but if Mario Kart could ever be above 60, like 90 to 120 or 144, that dude, it'd be amazing. I'd love that.
Well,
I love high refresh rate gaming. It's incredible.
Maybe with the Switch too.
I could never go back. Hey,
So easy answer. Thanks, Wes.
Oh yeah, thanks, Wes. I say, hey, speaking of games, this is from about a week ago, but I wanted to hit it because it's a little techie.
Okay, do they know they can call and be one of these people?
Guys, you can call and be one of those people. 404-919-5530. And also, there's a limited time hat. Look at the hat. Wow. It is the hat. store.frontpagetech.com for limited time hat. And also recycle bin merch. There's socks on there.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
There's recycle bin socks.
There's not Front Page Tech socks.
There's only recycle bin socks.
And if you know, you know.
And they're not disposable. You can wear them multiple times.
I thought about it.
You can wash
them.
Don't worry. They're washable.
Okay, go ahead.
Voicemail.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Hunter from PA again.
Hunter.
I have a question for Bern. So I know you like to play. I know you like to play WoW, and you really enjoy like that type of MMO game. And I was just wondering what keeps you engaged, because I know that there can be like a huge grind. Like I'm an adult now, but I've been playing this children's MMO Wizard 101 forever.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what keeps me coming back. About the MMO keeps me engaged. But can you just tell me like what you think keeps you engaged and that kind of thing? Thanks again, guys. Love what you do. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Thanks, Hunter. What the fuck is your problem? That hurt my ears.
No one else will know, but I turned that voicemail up all the way.
You turned headset. My internal like headphone monitor way high.
I did do that.
Ow.
Yep.
I feel like that came into the microphone.
Did you have a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thanks.
What's your answer?
I don't even want to answer it.
You have to.
No, I
don't. You can't take it out on him.
No, it can be your fault.
No, it's not my fault. Go ahead. What keeps you engaged with the MMO?
You really tanked my enthusiasm for the one Bern question.
Why, because there were loud noises? Go ahead.
Yeah, I really like WoW.
Why? Give him an answer. He waited like weeks.
It's such a good time, man. I grew up playing it. When I was a little kid, I could never afford a subscription. Imagine being a kid.
Was it a subscription back then?
It has always
been
$15 a month to play WoW.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, always.
Literally.
Oh, wow. It has always been that price. It has never inflated.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, to play WoW, it's $15 a month. Grew up with a single mom, working her ass off. I could never be like, hey, can I play one video game? And by the way, it cost money in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't really work. That didn't really fly.
Yeah.
So I could only ever play free trials when I was a kid.
You know the electric bill? It's like that.
Yeah. My dream when I was like 11 or 12... was to be able to play World of Warcraft on like a laptop in my bed. I thought that would have been the peak of my experience as a human.
Okay.
And now I can do that. It's very cool.
Do you feel like you peaked?
Peaked.
Well, you also like RuneScape and stuff that's very old.
Yeah, it's old. I mean, I like it. That's a more nostalgic thing. I don't really play that much RuneScape, but the grind is the fun part. You played WoW and other...
Yeah, the grind is it's a lot.
It's hard to explain
why
grinds are fun.
I'm grinding in life. I don't want to grind in a game.
No, the grind is a good time. It can be fun. It can be engaging or mindless. He mentioned, I want to say, I knew what he mentioned, and then you blasted the audio into my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was Wizard 101. Do you remember?
No, I...
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that.
You want to play it again?
No.
Okay.
I don't trust you.
What's Wizard 101? I won't do it again.
I just want to hear what game it was.
Hey, just wondering what keeps you engaged or like that type of MMO game. And I was just wondering, like to play, but I've been playing this children's MMO Wizard 101.
Knew it. Yeah, I don't remember. It's you play a wizard online. It's like a role playing game. You play wizards, different types of wizards.
Okay.
I've never played it, but I remember seeing.
Why is it a children's game?
It was advertised for children in like the mid 2000s.
Okay.
This was a game that like would come on commercials on TV.
Oh
yeah.
Do you remember Neopets?
Yeah.
That was my shit.
You were a Neopets guy.
That was my shit, dude.
I never liked Neopets, personally.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it still around, you think?
No.
No?
I hope it's dead.
Oh.
Because of you.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know where to go now. You threw me off so hard.
Would be a good choice.
Yeah.
Well, Sheesh.
I pick them off vibes, and now, you know what? You hurt my vibes.
Okay.
Let's see. I really like this one. I had to trim this one down.
Okay.
But this is from Blake from Missouri.
Hey, Blake.
Blake left us a very nice, about 3-minute long voicemail.
Is it Code Red?
No, it's not Code Red. Sorry, we have no Code Reds.
Damn.
Yeah. So it turns out not a big Flat Earth community.
Damn.
Left us a very nice voicemail telling us how much he's loved the show since 2020. It got him through that time frame.
Aw.
Very cool. But I cut it down to where his question is. I would, you know, I can play it for you later so you could hear the, you know, but here we go.
Other than that, I just want to say that I'm a science teacher, and I think a lot of people underestimate teachers in general and science teachers, and sort of branching off of your guys' interest in science, I sort of wanted to ask you guys, what are your favorite moments or, times in school? I know you guys would probably, you look back and maybe you're jerks, maybe you're whatever to your teacher,
God.
Maybe you had favorite teachers. But what sort of, inspired you or you know, made you feel like the teacher cared. I'm a first-year teacher, so any, not necessarily advice, but just, you know, reflections, advice, whatever you can think of would help. Yeah, thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Blake.
Shit, advice for teachers.
I know. All I got to say, thanks for, like, dealing with all of that, bro.
Literally, thanks for your service. Like, I'm not even yeah. not even saying that lightly.
No, teachers are criminally, at least in the U.S., I can't speak of outside the U.S., but criminally underpaid and underappreciated.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's absurd. Overworked.
Arguably one of the most important jobs.
Oh yeah, they're responsible for literally yeah. the future of the society.
That's horrifying. Yeah, I could not do that. Bethany's a teacher, and teachers are superheroes. I don't know how the fuck she does it. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
incredible.
It really is.
Thank you for your service. You're asking the wrong person to give teachers advice.
Well,
like,
actually, I don't think so.
If you're a teacher, in my head. My job is so much lower than to give you advice
I
as a
think
teacher.
Some reflection, though, on how we have sort of our thinking has changed because I was never the most – I always participated in class. I liked doing well. I was in all the AP courses and stuff in high school.
Okay.
You were not that way.
Uh-uh.
But you still had a lot of standout moments – with teachers that you appreciate looking back.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, wow. Okay.
And now that you are older, your general interest in science has been self-propelled in a way.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to a lot of, like, maybe not the failings of our teachers, but more
absolutely
just, like,
not.
Why that's so hard to, like, I know it's not a fucking teacher podcast, but, like, this is interesting. Not an education podcast.
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
Because all of the teachers I feel like we had good experiences with throughout our high school career were ones that we felt we could relate to on some personal level, whether it was showing interest in our, like, arts, like our band directors, our music teachers, our, you know, we were in a weird position to actually have some teachers sometimes, like, substitutes or others, that were students we like that were a few years ahead of us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they
came back.
They had graduated.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah. And I feel like being relatable was one of the most important things that we
as a teacher.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like not being afraid to like, not trying to be like, hello fellow kids, skip at the toilet.
Yeah, but like meeting the student halfway.
Yeah, being like, well, what are you guys interested in? What's going on in your lives? Shit like that.
Well, like, looking back, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I know that...
I know you do.
In some ways, we had good relationships with some of our teachers. Like, some of our teachers were arguably are just our friends,
we talked,
especially towards the end.
Yeah, we talked actually previously.
Mr. Phyllis, Mr. Witt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still listens, Mr. Witt.
Not super recently, but, like, in the last couple of years, two or three years, like, have met with him and, like...
You guys had lunch.
Yeah, he was... For anyone that's curious, our high school teachers, Mr. Witt, and then our who was our computer science teacher?
Yeah.
And Mr. Sitch, who was our history teacher
yeah.
for one of the years? Those were our first two subscribers ever.
Yeah. Well, I had Mr. Sitch for psychology and things like that. Sociology, things like that. Yeah, I was in...
I feel so...
You were a bare minimum guy.
I feel so bad because, like, we would hang out, like, when I see Bethany be a teacher, because I've been at the school and been in that environment... Like, she's an actual superhero.
Yeah.
And when I was with Mr. Witt, or let's say, I can't count Mr. Phillips. He was, like, a different vibe.
He was tabbed out.
Mr. Witt specifically, like, even when you saw him as a human, I wasn't, like, as a kid, it's almost impossible.
There was no relation there.
But now that I'm older and I look back to, like, and I can think of certain ways he acted or certain things that he said or certain ways he was frustrated with us, like... Yeah. I feel terrible. Our English teacher, Miss Aletta.
Yeah.
That's...
You were terrible.
You know.
You...
I was very not...
You were like...
All right
you were
her.
A disruptive class clown-esque.
Didn't, yeah.
And you were like yeah. so far down, like a burn the establishment down.
I feel so... Okay, so for context, okay? I don't want to talk too much about this on Recycle Bin, but if you know, my parents around that time,
yeah.
they... became not alive.
Yeah.
Within like a year of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think my mom died between 7th and 8th grade, the summer between.
Yeah.
And then my dad either 8th or 9th grade.
Uh-huh.
So it was like ever since then,
You weren't there.
I mean, I was, but I thought, I thought that I was like, I had already had way more life experience than all the other kids there, and yeah. I felt like it was wrong for me to think this way. Like
it was superior.
Yeah,
like,
everyone goes through shit. Everyone's having a hard time. My hard time was just slightly different than everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that as like, my life wasn't even real.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't pay attention in school. I
slept through most of it.
Especially my junior and senior year, I was working. Like, I was going, because I was like supplying for my family with my grocery store job.
Yeah.
And so I would like get off school, go home, take a nap, go immediately to work, get off at like 2 or 3 in the morning, go back home, go to school again. So yeah. I was usually, if you caught me in the morning, I was usually sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
I slept in very creative places.
You did.
That's where sleep paralysis hit me a lot.
Yeah.
I remember falling asleep with my head down.
Remember when you got stuck in what?
A study hall.
Oh, was it study hall or was it Mr. Sitch's class? Because I remember having a Mr. Sitch's class before.
Yeah, there was a specific study hall, though, with Senora...
Landy, yeah.
Who was our Spanish teacher, but she was also just hanging out for a study hall, I guess? Like, it was
Well,
her.
They just had teachers who didn't have a class at the time do study hall stuff.
I remember falling asleep with my head down on the desk, and I heard the bell ring, so my eyes opened. And then a girl came up to me and was like, hey, the bell rang. And I'm looking right up at her, but I can't communicate or move, and she was just like... Okay.
All right.
Dude, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I slept through most of my junior and senior year. I feel terrible for my teachers. Miss Aletta was our English teacher who tried very hard with me and was very patient with
me. She was an incredible teacher.
She would give us books to read to then test us with. I never read a single book. I never did a piece of math homework.
I didn't know you could read.
Yeah, me either. She would give us a test where I would write my name on the test, fold it up as a paper airplane and throw it back to her. That's the kind of kid I was. I was a fucking asshole. The only reason I passed English was because for some reason, a lot of our points were focused on this vocab book I had all the answers for.
You downloaded it.
I like pirated them all and I was passing them out to all the kids like in school. And
you were such a problem.
Oh, dude, I thought it was so clever. I had all the answers and I would purposely get one or two wrong so it didn't look like I was cheating.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I passed English. She had an aneurysm.
She did.
During class, not because of me. I wasn't even in the class.
You may
I
have
wasn't
contributed.
In that room. I'm probably dead.
Yeah.
She did. She survived. She came back. She's still friends with me on Facebook. She's awesome.
Yeah.
There was a point where nice ending.
Okay.
Miss Aletta and I's relationship did get mended.
Yeah.
It was me, you, and our friend. We were driving, and there was a giant black SUV that had dumped over
into a drainage ditch off the road.
Yeah, and it was completely on its side, and there was like smoke coming out of it. And we pulled over, and there was a lady in there. I don't know if she had her seatbelt on or
she was like struggling to get out.
Well, because I remember seeing her in the passenger seat. So the driver's side seat is what's up in the air, but the passenger seat is on the ground and she's there. So maybe she tried to like...
That's what I mean, yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, she had taken her belt off and she had kind of...
And I know you're not supposed to like touch people that are in a car accident because they could be... Like their neck could be injured and, you know, pulling them out would kill them. You know, it's like... But the car was smoking and she seemed fine. I remember pulling her out... Not knowing anything. We just pulled her out. We waited for the ambulance to come. Mm-hmm. They came. Did they even take a statement from us?
No.
We just left.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we walk into school, and Miss Aletta comes up to me and thanks me. Apparently, that was her friend.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
And her and I were cool ever since then.
It's like
we had a mutual understanding.
You have always been a good person. You were just a terrible student. That's all.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Good luck, Blake. Publicly, I'm sorry, Miss Aletta.
Good luck, Blake.
To the kids, advice for kids, because there's a lot of, Brian mentioned this kind of slightly, that I now have a bigger appreciation for learning. Mm-hmm. Learning is actually really cool.
Learning is fucking awesome.
And I will promise you, once you're older and wiser, you're going to wish that you had learned more when you were younger. And it sounds silly, but especially now when your brain is developing, you can hold on to that stuff more, absorb more. I know it's cooler to not do that and just do whatever you want in school and, you know, be close with your friends and fuck around.
Riz everybody up.
That's cool, too. But if you could spend, like, 25% of your time learning, it would be so... I wish I could go back and pay attention.
One of the things that I think... I'm so happy to have experienced, like, the technology come up when we did. Mm. Like, we are like the last generation to experience dial-up and smartphones at like the same time.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So my like journey through technology was very like exciting and like pivotal for me.
Mm.
When I first discovered what like Google was and I had like actual access to the internet and things like Google,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, I can just, if I don't know something, I can just look it up and get answers.
I would do that with Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. That changed my life moving forward. Like, I feel like we come across as kind of idiots on the podcast sometimes. But, like, it's super important to me to minimize ignorance in my life.
Okay.
And that started early. So, like, I guess advice to teachers would be, like, fucking try to be relatable. And also... like Bill Nye would have done. Show that learning is cool, man.
Yeah, show that learning is cool.
Learning is awesome.
Yeah, I really do wish I could go back. I wish I had advice for...
Blake? From Missouri.
All I can say is, like, I was that kid.
You were the problem.
And what opened my eyes to my teachers was when they met me at my level and treated me, it sounds weird to say treat you like a friend, but treat you like a person for a second.
Uh-huh.
Because then
when they see you.
As soon as, after that, like, as she treated me as a student, we had a better understanding and I acted better, behaved better. It shouldn't be the teacher's responsibility.
No.
But those are kids and you are the mentor, the leader.
Well, there's the kid and here's the knowledge, the education, mm-hmm. and the teacher is the one that has to connect them to it. You have to form complete the circuit. Yeah.
So, yeah.
In my opinion, I'm not a fucking expert.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, do you have any advice for teachers?
I already gave
for Blake?
It. I gave it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you weren't listening.
What did you say?
Don't worry about it. You can listen back to the podcast. Okay. All right. We have an update on the New York City bacon situation. Here
all
we go.
Here we go.
You have two.
Chris from New York. Yosh, we meet again.
I think there's an audio issue with this thing.
Sand sticks that are crispy. Star Wars says sand gets everywhere. Of course, you don't like it. But I'll hold out.
For the record, I think what he's saying
is
crispy bacon is bad using Star Wars logic that Anakin hates sand because it gets everywhere because it's all coarse. And so I think he's comparing bacon to sand. He has more points.
The metaphorical pig branch. I'll try your bacon sandwich. You tell me where, you tell me what. I'll try it. I'll let you know.
He was a lot more polite than Yosh.
Yeah, Chris, yeah. He was very, very, he said he extended the metaphorical pig branch instead of an olive branch. So we're starting.
He's trying to
mend the relationship.
Because Yosh was...
He was fiery coming in. I couldn't even play it all. I was worried we were going to get taken down.
Well, he's on the good side of the screen, you might notice.
You know what? Can you put Chris up there?
I feel weird that you get to decide.
Do you feel as though Chris should be up there? You use green?
Do you know why?
What?
The side of the screen is because...
It's the positives, the good vibes.
Yeah, they added to the show.
Chris added to the show.
He didn't... It's not even for the show.
He's
talking to Yosh.
We are
What's his name?
Chris? We are intermediate.
C-H-R-I-S or C-R-I-S? Chris.
C-H-R-I-S. I don't know why you had to ask. We're facilitating a mending of relationships.
There you go, sir.
Okay. So we have another.
Chris, welcome to the screen.
Welcome to the good side of the screen.
The corner of it.
What do you mean?
Thank you.
Okay. Another bacon voicemail. Okay. This one's coming at us from...
Do we need to leave these out or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming at us from Nick.
What's up, Jern and Burn?
What's up, Nick?
Nick? Driving the car, listening to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
I just got to say, I am team Yosh all the way.
Damn.
Bacon is really good.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say fucking good, but I didn't want to curse on your show. But I just did it anyway, so I don't know why I explained that. But I want you to think about it. Bacon, crispy, delicious.
This takes a turn.
You know what's in it. Sausage, get out of here with that. You don't have a clue what's in it.
Fair.
It's just pork. You don't know that it's pork. Anything could be in there. There was a serial killer in Canada a few years ago who was grinding people up and selling that. He worked a pig farm, and he was killing people and putting them in the sausage. You could be cannibalizing for all you know when you eat that nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Don't do sausage. It's gross. It ain't worth it. Anyway, Team Yosh, over and out.
I will take your cannibal argument and raise you one.
Okay.
You could also have a cannibal feed you people bacon.
That's true. I feel like Chris's name should go on the dark side of the TV.
Chris?
Or no, sorry, not Chris.
What do you mean? Why does he get? What do you? We can't Nick. Just be handing him out.
You're right. That's fair. I just figured swerving us into serial killer territory was quite a swerve. I looked this guy up, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, look, here he is. Canadian serial killer.
You got to put it on the screen, bro. Why do we even have a fucking TV?
Hold, please. I'm trying, man. Go up.
He doesn't use it.
Where is it?
Put a TV here.
There it is.
Use it.
It's hard to navigate
just
sometimes.
Double click.
Thank you. Canadian serial killer who brought victims to his pig farm has been hospitalized after a prison assault. That's the guy.
Oh, that is
That's
him.
That's a
wow.
court rendition. Now, listen to this. Back in Montreal, the convicted Canadian serial killer, Robert Picton, he brought female victims to his pig farm during a crime spree near Vancouver in the 1990s and early 2000s. This is insane, dude.
Of course he's in Canada.
6 counts of second-degree murder, sentenced to life in prison in 2007, has been charged with the murders of 26 women. Dude.
How do you get 6 counts of second-degree murder but killed 26?
I don't know. This is AP News.
With the maximum parole eligibility between 25 years. He's being charged with. Okay, so convicted. He was convicted on 6 counts of second-degree murder, but charged with 26.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Goodness. Yeah, dude. So I didn't.
Does he have a fun name?
I don't want to even venture
like
that.
Like something the cannibal?
That's terrible. I don't think he needs a fun name because.
He doesn't. Should we put him on the bad side?
This guy?
Should it be...
Should we put this guy on the bad
Vinny,
side?
Vinny, Byrne, and the cannibal?
His name is...
I'm not really going to do that. That seems wrong.
You know, it does. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Picton.
Because, like, Vinny's bad, but he's not cannibal bad.
Yeah. I had no idea.
You are.
Thanks. I didn't know. Gotta be honest. I didn't know. Like, a Canadian serial killer doesn't...
I didn't know they were allowed to kill up there.
That's, I mean, like, I know it's a running joke that Canadians are the most polite people on the planet, but, like, but still, that really threw me off. I had to look that up. Crazy. I feel like I want to learn more about that because, man. By the way, did you know that's not our only Canadian voicemail today?
Okay.
Did you know that?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. We have another lovely entry from Canada. Here we go.
Hey, Bern and Jern.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that a lady?
Yes. I just wanted to say, I'm thinking we might need to do.
I'm thinking we're back.
A sausage bacon taste test at some point.
Oh, fucking sign me
up. We're going to need to do McMuffins.
Hell yeah.
Sausage and bacon McMuffins. We just tried mud. Yeah.
In warm water.
We're going to need to settle this with McDonald's, as most things are settled.
That's fair.
Right?
They've been cooked by the same chef.
Baseline across the country.
Yeah. And it's about as the worst quality of each you could get.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because I'm
like
willing to
idea.
Bet Yosh said his family owns, I want to say it was a deli or, you know, I bet they make a great fucking breakfast sandwich. But not, those aren't accessible everywhere.
We should fucking go to New York and meet Yosh and get bacon from his deli.
All right.
And then we're going to go, is it Yosh and Chris are the ones fighting?
I believe so, yeah.
And then we're going to go to whatever sausage place Chris recommends, and we will be the judge. And whatever we say will end this.
Probably. But before that, McDonald's taste test.
Yes, McDonald's taste test.
Yeah, put that pin in your hat.
Okay, I put it in there.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
I'll put the pin in the hat that you can buy at store.frontpagetech.com.
Wow, you're such a professional.
I know.
Hey, Bern and Jern. It is Kay from the beautiful Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. First off,
she's the K in Vancouver.
An Android apologist. Very sorry for that. And
that's
because
okay,
of that, I know absolutely nothing about Apple. Why I started following Front Page Tech. You guys keep me informed in the things I don't know. Firstly, Jern, I'm probably one of the few people who will enjoy having something like the Samsung Fold because I have tiny baby hands. And you need tiny baby hands. Secondly, Vern, hopefully I'm here to save you because this is my question. What is your favorite storyline in all of wrestling? Thanks, guys.
What the fuck?
Thank you, Kay.
How did I get the Samsung foldable question and you get the best storyline in wrestling? You've been watching for goddamn 3 months.
A year. Thanks for asking. Hey, I just got to say,
20 years of my life into that company.
I just got to say, I'm happy you're from Vancouver Island. I listened to another podcast where one of the members is from Nanaimo.
Nanaimo?
Yeah. So, love Canadians. They're fantastic people.
Did they ever
people.
Find him?
Was that a Finding Nemo joke? Canadian candy's incredible. Some of my favorite chips are all dressed. So, thanks for that. I will say, the storyline...
Have you had the ketchup Lay's from Canada? Horrific.
The storyline that got me into professional wrestling that actually made me go, you know what? Yeah, I can get into this, was Roman Reigns.
And Cody, or just Roman Reigns?
Just Roman. It was the story of Roman's come up into becoming the tribal chief.
You had
and
been watching
like
since WrestleMania last year. Royal Rumble.
My first PLE live event was the Royal Rumble where Punk got injured. That's
had,
my most memorable.
You had watched a little bit before, but like you have not stopped watching since Royal Rumble.
No, yeah, I've missed a couple of like Raws here and there, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to, when you're watching both Raw and SmackDown, and sometimes both of them are fucking 3 hours long, it's mm-hmm. hard with a kid and like time constraints to make all that work.
Well,
but yeah, I haven't
so
purposely missed anything.
That gave you like 3-ish months before WrestleMania, and you would not get on the Roman bandwagon. I would try to get you to put your one up. You would not do it.
Yeah.
The first time you put a one up was during WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And that was beautiful moment.
I wonder, I have to look through, maybe I can have this prepared for next episode. I'll look through my video catalog, my photo library, and see if I have any suitable video reactions to share from WrestleMania last year.
You for the first, like, because Roman was around before Mania, obviously, for the build-up.
Yeah.
And you kind of just didn't get it. Why did, what was, what about it did you not get until WrestleMania happened?
Okay, well, so I just said, you know, Roman's story brought me in. I watched a great retrospective look at the rise of Roman throughout the years, him coming in with the Shield, and then them trying to make him the guy, and it just wasn't sticking, and mm-hmm. you know, all of that. And then when he came back after having to leave due to leukemia, he came back as a reinvented Roman with Paul. Wasn't that it?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, well, my timeline is messy.
Yeah,
he
left with leukemia to get treated. He came back.
Uh-huh.
But the time before he came back, he was retired. He considered himself retired. He had left.
I didn't actually know that. Okay.
He had left and he came back for a SummerSlam during
gotcha.
The COVID
yeah,
era.
Yeah, I clearly need to refresh myself. But that, yeah, so that was incredibly interesting. Everything with the Shield, Seth Rollins, and things like that. I mm-hmm. loved all of that. And that was like the spark to get me in. But once I was in, the Roman Reigns that I was getting week to week, if you can call it that, mm-hmm. was none.
Oh, yeah.
This was like part of the arc, part of the story that uh-huh. he didn't ever have to show up.
Yeah.
And if he did, it was quite an important thing.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, I'm having this.
You thought that was lame?
I did. Well, I'm having this issue now with the return of a new superstar, which we'll get into in a second.
Mm.
But yeah, this wrestling, at least with WWE, it feels though as though it's. It doesn't reward new fans that often. It tends to most reward people who have been watching for years.
It's funny you say that because that's...
You don't feel that's the case?
It is now, but that's like very recent under Triple H. Before then, storylines, it didn't matter how invested you were. Uh-huh. There was always a chance that next week it was gone. Vince would tear it up, tear the script up. And
well, I hate that.
There were video packages of brand new superstars coming. Mm-hmm. It's like debut next week, where they literally never came. They never showed up. There was never they didn't debut at all ever.
Yeah.
It's like you couldn't get invested. It's just now where you are being rewarded for following long term, like you would for any TV show. It's like if your first episode of Severance was yesterday's, you wouldn't get it.
We don't have time to talk about that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I just feel like when something such high commitment as watching wrestling, I feel as though there needs to be more legwork done to sort of a lot of TV shows will do a previously on. Mm-hmm. To kind of catch people up. And I don't see that where it could be necessary in the WWE. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, Kay did ask it to me, but I do want to know, actually, what do you feel is your favorite story in WWE?
The Bloodline storyline.
Okay, yeah.
Like the whole arc
the
of it.
The whole thing.
Yeah, like Roman Reigns brought me back to wrestling. I was gone for a few years because it was so terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one of the last episodes I saw was Roman was already back from leukemia, had been back for a little while, and he was doing the like big dog gimmick. And because of the big dog thing, there was like an actual bulldog mascot. There was a point where Baron Corbin handcuffed him to the post and dumped dog food all over him.
He showed me that, yeah.
And I was done. It was bad booking, bad writing. It was terrible. It was a terrible, terrible show, terrible product. I left. Uh-huh. And then I didn't see Roman's return because I wasn't watching. And then it was like, I don't know what happened. I just started hearing rumblings, maybe on YouTube or something, about Roman stuff. And mm-hmm. I remember I started watching again around... There was a Saudi Arabia show where it was Roman versus Logan Paul. That was my first like PLE back.
Okay.
And that's when I was like, oh.
You're back.
Roman is like a serious thing. And
that's
then,
cool.
Then I retroactively like went back and got all caught up with like the storyline that he had started from, you know, when he came back with Paul and stuff. And yeah, I have been hooked since. That's the best storyline I've ever seen.
I really enjoy it. It took me a while to get on the Roman train. It was just hard to like... It was like everybody kept saying that he was the GOAT and things like that, right? Mm-hmm. That he was the greatest of all time. And then I regularly never saw him. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay.
Well, so many things that like you see now that you don't... Like, if you didn't watch before, like... That man... It feels weird taking up so much time on Recycle Bin talking about this, but he legitimately saved the company during the COVID era.
Oh, for sure. Like absolutely.
The reason people like talk so much in the ring, even when they're not holding a mic, is like because of him and because he made that a thing and like talking to the camera
slowing it down.
Yeah, like
deliberate.
Yeah. So my favorite storyline. To answer your other question, did she ask me a question, or did she just tell me she likes the Samsung foldable phone?
Well, we had talked about who would ever care about foldables.
Because she says baby hands, but the iPhone mini existed too, so...
It doesn't anymore.
But you could buy one.
You buy an old phone? Come on now. Come on.
What do you mean?
Okay, enjoy your Samsung Fold. Okay, ignore this man.
You would enjoy it. It's like...
I kind of want to
enjoyed bacon until I found things that tasted better.
Fair enough.
You don't... There are...
You can't fold an iPhone.
You can. It just won't go well.
Next voicemail. This is going to be a great... I have a comment locked and loaded for this one.
Hi, guys. My name is John. I'm from San Diego. And I just need immediate reactions to the Royal Rumble. On the last Recycle Bin, your predictions were wrong. I was kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
But we had a huge surprise, so... Kind of want to hear your reactions on the next episode. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
We disagree a little bit.
We do. I want to, just before we get into that, because I feel like a lot of people, at least online, a lot of attention gets drawn to the men's rumble, particularly. Mm-hmm. But I mentioned...
I want to talk quickly, because we've been talking wrestling for a long time now.
That's okay. I want to mention real quick that I said that... It doesn't feel like WWE is very accessible to new fans. Mm. Everybody is worshiping the ground that Charlotte Flair walks on. And I was not around. She's been gone the entire time I've been watching.
Yeah.
And I got nothing to go off of. And I just don't particularly like her. And I know you keep saying that, you know, I will.
Uh-huh.
But I shouldn't have to, like, take it on faith. I feel like if they're trying to push a show and push a narrative and all these things.
Are you not going to watch next week?
No, I'm going to.
That's what I mean. There's so much time.
Well, I just
You'll
mean, like...
Get it. But just like you didn't get Roman at first.
Well, I just... There has to be a better way, is my point. There should be preventative. They should get out in front of this stuff. So it's like, I don't want to, like, go, who the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, why are they winning? I don't know who this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I've looked things up.
Did you pop for, like, Nikki Bella and Trish?
Well, no. I mean, I knew Nikki Bella based on...
But you know why they're cool.
Well, technically, yes.
Like, you didn't see Raw. So you missed the Charlotte segment, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, that's my...
They
yeah.
booed her.
Wait, really?
She came out to cut, like, an emotional promo about how hard she worked to get back and how, like...
Oh, no.
She thought she wasn't going to be able to wrestle again.
And they booed her?
Yeah, real hard.
No.
Real hard.
That's not... I don't want that to happen.
So it seems like a lot of people agree with you that she shouldn't have won.
Well, now I need to... I'm gonna reserve judgment at this point. Because I forgot we have had some scheduling issues. I haven't been able to see Raw.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now I'm going to walk it back and, you know,
she
do my due diligence here.
This is where I think people should just trust the process.
Uh-huh.
You're just seeing the initial Rumble thing, whereas obviously they have a longer-term plan.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a reason they're using Charlotte. There's a lot of legitimacy and weight that comes with her name.
Okay.
And I think that's going to help be transferred to Tiffany to make, you know, they're really trying to make people.
Fair enough.
And Jey Uso is very, very over. Mm-hmm. One of the most popular superstars right now. Sells a shit ton of merch. Love him.
I've come around on Jey, by the way, just so you know for future discussion.
Like him winning?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was very surprised as well.
So just to be clear, what happened in case somehow you're into wrestling and you missed the Royal Rumble? Jey Uso won.
He did. He did do
that. Rumble. And that was quite shocking.
And one of the biggest shocks
I've
ever seen.
He dumped John Cena over that rope.
But it's like the Royal Rumble's legacy can instantly make a man.
Yeah.
And I think that was the right call.
Yeah. No, my biggest criticism of Jey Uso has never been Jey, really. I think he's a really cool dude. I like the character a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got like three moves.
He does.
And he's doing better.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
On a
good
day.
So I want to root for him. And this is, it'd be cool for him to get a singles title for real. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm here for him. I just think they set up a lot of crazy what ifs with this Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And the one they decided to go with felt a little boring, in my opinion. Like alternatives. But I mean, I'm trusting the process.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just didn't have Jey Uso winning anywhere on my bingo
Neither
card.
Did I.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way too.
What's the next one?
The next what?
Voicemail?
Oh, yeah, we got one more.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't expect you to jump away from wrestling so quick. Look at you.
What if you're not a wrestling fan? That's like a half hour recycle bin that's just gone for you.
Nah, well, I'd hope that the enthusiasm we're giving it maybe won't convince
you. You should go watch it.
Well, yeah, of course, if that sounds interesting. But I like to think, imagine you were at a table with some buds. And maybe they're enthusiastic about something that maybe you're not a part of, but you mm-hmm. can hear the enthusiasm. I think that's fun to talk about. I also do my best to, like, make it inclusive, you know? Like, my issues that I just brought up were about, you know, like, plot devices being put into play without a good amount of prior... what are you putting me? Jey Uso is being written on a Post-it note for audio. On the good side?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Should we tell him?
Yeah, I think he watches. He'll see it.
All right. Jey Uso's on the good side. He has done good vibes.
Wow, Yosh and Chris, you're in great company.
That's insane. Okay. One final voicemail today.
It's not just him, Moose.
It's, yeah. Day one-ish. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. My name is Dustin. Referring to your guys' quirks, I suffer from a little bit of OCD, and every time I step into a new room or step into a building, if I go through a doorway, I have to step first with my right foot. So that's my quirk. Enjoy, you guys. Peace.
Thanks, Dustin. We did put a call to action out for people to send their quirks in, and he was the only good sport. So thank you very much, Dustin.
It's almost like everyone that makes fun of me.
Yeah.
Did you want to put him on the thing?
I do. Can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to do it. because I think, you know, he put himself out there, and I appreciate that.
Everyone that makes fun of me and my quirks, when you were called out to go ahead and publicly state yours, it's funny how none of you did that, except for him.
Thank you, Dustin.
I get that.
And also, I wanted to ask, because I did my best to think of my quirks. And besides me being, I pick a lot of weird hills to die on where I'll just be combative for like no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I want you to name a quirk for me. Earlier, I named a quirk of yours that you continuously go over the top. Like I said that if I told you like you won't pee yourself right now,
mm-hmm.
there's a non-0% chance that you would pee yourself out of spite for me saying that.
Mm.
Like that's a reasonable expectation. Not a lot, not like coin flip territory, but it's there. If you were feeling spicy, be like, you know, fuck you, Burn. And you just do it.
Mm. Okay, I have two.
You have two quirks of mine. Yeah. I'm interested, seriously.
One is fun and one is not.
Oh, hell yeah. Hit me with the fun one first.
Okay. I forget it.
What?
Oh, yeah, this is the fun one. Maybe not for other people around you, but I specifically never know if what you're saying is true.
Oh.
And not because he's a liar.
I forgot about
but
that.
But because if he is lying, he will eventually tell me or something. But if he doesn't, it's because he literally forgot. He will just tell me something as if it's a fact, knowing that I will just trust it.
This is fun for me.
I won't look it up.
Yeah.
And there will just be things that there was something recently where I thought it for like a couple weeks before I realized that it wasn't true.
Yeah.
And it was like you just, especially if it's the evening time, there's a good chance, there's like 25% chance the thing you say is just for fun because you think it's fun.
It's just for me. It's for me to like, I don't even know why I do it. I get on some vitamins and I'll just start lying to you. we'll see.
But
like
it's so like oddly almost factual.
I remember what happened. I remember. We were watching wrestling and Nia Jax came out, a wrestler, and she has sometimes very long, curly, intensely big hair. And I made a joke. I was like, wow, she got that Hagrid hairstyle. And my wife Bridget laughed at that because we both have enjoyed Harry Potter over the years. And then you had no idea who the fuck that was.
No.
And I was explaining. I was like, oh, John, okay, so Hagrid was a character from Harry Potter. And then I went in to tell you that Hagrid died. Hagrid exploded at some point. It was terrible. I think I made a joke that, like, Hagrid was a racist. Like, I just kept lying about this character. You were just going, really? Huh. Really? And he blew up. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Yeah, he blew. And it was
terrible.
Sad. Everybody cried. It's just for me. I'd just do it for me. And then sometimes I'll forget to fix it. I really wish you could remember the one that you believe for weeks.
Do you want to know the not fun one?
Is it the same thing?
No.
What's the not fun
one? It's adjacent.
Now I'm nervous.
Burn is very smart. He's a very smart man. Are
go
you
on.
Saying no?
No, go on.
My
oh, I think I know what this is.
There's a quirk about him that is, it just exists, and that is that immediately your first instinct is that you are correct.
Okay. I said okay.
Okay. Your first instinct is that you are correct.
Uh-huh.
And if there is, and it's rare, if there's an instance where I know you're not correct, it takes me like a few steps to prove it first.
You gotta show your work.
But you see what I mean? You just, your first instinct is that the thing that the other person is saying is not possibly correct.
Can I be honest?
Go ahead.
I kind of reserve that for you sometimes. not everybody, because you're a very smart person too.
What does this mean?
Well, you...
How are you reverse Unoing me right now? Well, this was my quirk about you.
Well, it's because it's a mixture of things. You have bad eyes, and sometimes you misread things, or you don't read things, or you don't... You have the most selective... The information...
How did this happen? How did this get fucking turned around to me?
Well,
isn't the show supposed to be over?
Well, no.
It's ending. We have to go. The card's full.
No, it's not. But no, you're right. I definitely assume that I'm right pretty often. And in order to convince me, generally, yeah, I kind of reserved this for you. Uh-oh. This is bad. You're a very intelligent boy. But sometimes you will go full on ahead. It's like you have tunnel vision for information. I'm up there twice now. What would be a good example? There is a lot of things, actually, I will say, that I'd never doubt you on. Factual things. Anything wrestling, I default to you. I will always bow to you. I will assume you're right on most things. iPhone stuff, Apple stuff, number one, baby.
I didn't know there was a 13 mini.
Well, that's kind of the problem with my method, too. It's like, I'm not perfect. You're not, you know, like, see, you're losing credibility in my eyes.
This was the worst.
What?
This was the worst. This was the worst. How? I wanted to mention two quirks that came to mind about you.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow I ended up mentioning a quirk about you and a quirk about me.
I didn't mean to turn it around. You're right. I do that. I definitely do that. What's my batting average, would you say?
80%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but 404-919-5530 is the number you can call in. And so you can steer the show, because clearly I shouldn't. You should call.
You're doing great.
You should call the number and say anything else.
Well, don't just say that. Say more things.
Don't say more things.
Those
are two words, just like anything else. More things.
Okay. Give us a nice message with some stuff in it. I want more quirks. I want to talk about quirks.
I don't want it anymore.
You done with quirks?
Yeah, I'm fucking done with quirks. I want bacon and sausage from McDonald's is what I want.
Why are you all hurt?
I'm not hurt.
You sound a little hurt.
I'm not hurt. I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God.
I'm not hurt. I'm disappointed that I got reverse Uno'd.
I mean, that's not my fault. Hey, you know what? We're even now. Think of it like that.
But I just want to point out, as I've been sitting here allowing this to happen, you proved my point.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I never disagreed.
I was like, you do this thing. And then you
I
were
proceeded
like,
to do it.
Yeah, I do it, but it's because I'm right, is what you did.
No.
That's what he did. That's what you did. When you have a quirk about me, I just go, oh, yeah.
I think that generally...
If I take my headphones off, can I not hear you anymore?
No, you definitely... I don't think that's how that works. I think generally, the way we learn is different. And your learning is... You're like the definition of you can't like lead a horse to water unless they want to drink, you know? Or no, I'm sorry. You can lead a horse to water, but they ain't going to drink if they don't want to. You're that horse. No, don't unplug me. Come on. We're having a
Megan,
podcast.
Stop! How long have we been recording?
Not that long.
I wish we would have stopped when the audio stopped.
I feel like I'm just keeping you hostage now.
I could leave, I guess.
But why would you?
Because.
This is good content. Is it not? You can just cut me off mid-sentence. You want
to
end the podcast?
I tried to and you said no.
No, go ahead. Are we done?
Go ahead. Close out the show. You are the boss of the show. Go ahead.
I hope you
How
guys...
would you like to outro?
I hope you guys...
Because I'm sure however you do it will be correct.
Enjoyed Recycle Bin this week, episode 20. Wow, the time flies.
The time is flying.
I hope the wrestling talk was enjoyable.
I'm going to strap you to a steam rocket.
And I hope that if anybody's not watching
with
Severance,
no parachute.
Definitely start watching Severance.
Does not get one.
I would love to talk about Severance, but
falls
I feel
out of
like
the clouds.
I feel like there's not enough time in the day. Clearly, he's trying to end the show. So
if we had a Severance podcast, what would we name it? It's got to be clever.
Burn and Jernerance.
MDR?
No, that's terrible.
And it stands for Mediocre Dodcast.
That's horrific.
Recording.
That's horrific. But yeah, I feel like we're even now. You interrupted.
Yeah, how?
You perfectly interrupted the one voicemail I was very excited to talk about.
Oh, this is a fair trade to you?
Yeah. Hunter went through all this effort to ask me a question about my lovely main hobby, World of Warcraft, and you ruined it. But the show's over. You ready to go? Or would you like to continue?
I almost did the thing. I almost escalated, and I chose not to. Would you like to know what the escalation was going to be?
I would love to know the escalation.
I was going to just take the Sharpie and start writing over the camera lens until you couldn't see you anymore.
That, and, you know, that's my personal camera.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, then that makes it more likely that I'll do it.
It does. We good? You got it out of your system? Anything else you want to say to the people?
You should buy a hat.
Should buy a hat. Yeah. Store.frontpagetech.com. Okay, we got to go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.